Alright, can you stand with me? We're gonna jump right into some worship here and just see where God wants to go. So yeah, let's pray. Father, thank you for this amazing day and this opportunity that we have to be here tonight. God, we just lift you up. We pray that, Lord, everything that we do here tonight would bring glory and honor to your name. We pray, Lord, for great breakthrough. We pray for a shifting to take place today in our lives, Lord, today in Alaska and today in our country. God, we just give you this time. We submit ourselves completely and totally to your moving, to your heart, to your ideas, to your thoughts. We give you all the honor and the glory in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen.
Yeah. So over the past couple weeks, we've been praying for the seven mountains of influence in our world. God created all those mountains. And while we, the church, us, may not be at the tops of those mountains, we have authority over those mountains. We are the landlords of those mountains. We might have to be doing some evicting. That might be what we're doing. We might be doing some climbing of those mountains. But we're not playing King of the Mountain when we get to the top. We're not playing that. A local leader of one of those mountains, the government mountain, has just been evicted. And he left on uncertain and unsavory terms. But he's still one of God's children. God made him. God loves him. And we should be doing the same. So we're just going to take a minute. We're just going to pray for Ethan Berkowitz. 2 days before this, 2 days ago, I guess, 3 days ago, somebody was talking about if he were to leave office, that his replacement would be more liberal than him, more left than him. But that doesn't matter to God. I'd say Pharaoh was pretty liberal. He was pretty left in his time. And he did great things for God's people. We can never look to men for help, no matter who they are. They can't save us. For even our great leaders fail and fall. They too are just mortals who will one day die. At death, the spirits of all depart from their bodies and return to dust. In the day of their death, all their projects and plans are over. But those who hope in the Lord will be happy and pleased. We will hope in the Lord no matter who our leaders are. Our help comes from the God of Jacob. He keeps all his promises. You are the creator of heaven's glory, earth's grandeur, and ocean's greatness. The oppressed get justice with you. The hungry are satisfied with you. Prisoners find their freedom with you. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Heavenly Father, we just lift up Ethan Berkowitz. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to just partner with us in our prayer for him, that your will be done in his life. We ask for protection over his life. And for healing. We ask for peace in his life, a peace that passes all understanding, a peace that the world can't give him. We pray that for him now, in Jesus' name, amen.
So I woke up this morning praying in my spirit, and I was laying in bed and I was praying for the Confederate Army. God, I'm praying for the Confederate Army. What's going on? And I just, this stirring was in me over and over and over. And I remembered back at the head of 2020, we were in Lexington. And it was me and Kim and Rachel and a couple of our teenagers. And we stayed at the hotel God told us to stay at, which was the Robert E. Lee Hotel. And I was like, he's like Confederate, isn't he? Like, why are we staying here? And then the kids and I, we went for a walk while Rachel and Kim were on a different assignment, and we ended up finding, like unbeknownst to us, that he was where, that's where we were headed. We ended up finding the Stonewall Jackson Memorial. And so this morning, this is turning in me, and I'm praying, and I'm like, what does this have to do with the Mountain of Entertainment, God? Come to find out, those two generals actually led the Third Great Awakening in America. They were part of it anyway. And they ended up having 150,000 Confederate soldiers come to Jesus through this awakening and this revival. And I was like, so that's what you want me to pray in the entertainment industry is awakening and revival? I mean, I love it. So, sorry. So God, we just come before you and we agree together for an awakening and a revival in the entertainment industry. Lord, we pray that you would raise up Robert E. Lee's and Stonewall Jackson. Hey, his name was Blue Light Jackson. Lord, we pray you would raise up people in the entertainment industry that shine so brightly that they end up with nicknames like that. God, we pray they would be so full of purity and light and integrity and generosity and humility that money would not be a factor. Hey, because it's about the kingdom. And Lord, we just thank you for the hearts of the people. And Lord, we pray for a profound conviction to come upon those who are in the entertainment industry and those who are leading it, those who are walking in high places. We pray for that conviction. And Lord, we also pray for the salvation of people in the entertainment industry and those, I think it's going to be people we don't expect that are going to get saved and they're going to lead. So Lord, we just thank you for that. And we just pray for a cultural revolution in the entertainment industry. And God, we just thank you for their salvation. We pray that you would create in them a clean heart. And Lord, we also pray that it would be for your glory. Lord, I pray for all of America and these places where we entertain ourselves. Lord, I pray for a new purity that we would create in us a clean heart. Father, I pray you would start with the church, that you would forgive us for being entertained by things that are not pure and holy and righteous and just. And Lord, I pray, start with us, God. Create in us a clean heart. And Lord, I just pray that, what I read today is they called Stonewall and Jackson and Robert E. Lee, they called it a top-down revival. In other words, it flowed down from them. So Lord, we just pray that it would flow down from the church. Lord, that the, we just pray for that revival and that awakening.
You know, sports and entertainment are their idols in America, and they have been really turned on their ear, just like everything else, in this whole pandemic stuff going on. And things like this don't happen for just no reason at all. We heard words of reset, words of shift, and like I said, reset, and these things. Movie theaters are being shut down as we speak, and so I believe that we are aligned right now for the ability to see something in America that we couldn't see without idols being pushed out of the way. And I'm not saying that those in entertainment need to be knocked down. I'm saying that they're not able to function at the level that they were. And so I just want to pray what I'm hearing. So Father, I just pray right now that we wouldn't miss what you're trying to do in this hour, that we wouldn't focus on the pandemic, or we wouldn't focus on the fact that things are shutting down, but we would focus on what your desire is in this time, that we would recognize our need for you, that not only your church, but God, the church in Hollywood, the like Sean Bowles and some of those that are in Hollywood, I thank you that they're positioned right now to be able to see a great revival in Hollywood. I pray, God, that those who are in the entertainment industry would begin to hear the sound of your voice and they would respond. There would be a shift and an outcry within them, God, that their hearts would be turned to you, that they wouldn't be governed or run by money or things or who they are or what their name is or anything else, but they would hear your voice and there would be a radical shift in the industry of entertainment. We thank you, God, for what you want to do. We thank you, Lord, for the revival that I believe we are standing in the midst of. Let us not miss it, but let us have our eyes open to see what you're doing. Let your church arise and be a part of what you're doing and not stand and point fingers and say, see, I knew they couldn't stand. See, I knew this was going to happen. But God, shift us into a place where we're not judging. We're not standing in a place of, I told you so. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Soften the heart of your people. Thank you, Lord. I feel a wind. I feel a wind about to blow. Thank you. Come on. I feel a wind about to blow. There's a wind coming. And it's blowing in a new sound. And it's blowing in a new thing. Here it comes. Revival's coming. Revival's coming. Let it come. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Hey! Come on. We have a choice. We can either see what God's doing or we can focus on what the enemy's doing. What are we going to do? What are we going to do?
I don't know if everyone's heard of standing in the gap. We didn't commit the sins of the entertainment industry at large, of sports at large, but we have authority over those mountains. Like I said before, we can stand in the gap and ask for forgiveness for what's gone on there. Zach was saying that entertainment and sports is an idol. It's not just an idol here. We export that. That's on America. So we can stand in the gap and ask God right now for forgiveness for what we have sent to the nations. Heavenly Father, we ask for forgiveness for what some of our mountains are doing to the world. I've been to different places in the world, and you see around the world what we see here. It's global, some of the stuff we have here. Father, I ask for forgiveness for our entertainment mountain. Phil 4:8 says, so keep your thoughts continually fixed on all that is authentic and real, honorable and admirable, beautiful and respectful, pure and holy, merciful and kind, and fasten your thoughts on every glorious work of God, praising Him always. Speaking of entertainment and movies, everyone's probably seen where there's been a situation where someone says, you know what we need? We need a distraction. Yeah. And that's what's going to make things move forward. We need a distraction. I believe all that has gone on with the entertainment, sports industry, it was the enemy saying, we need a distraction. But you know what? That sports and entertainment right now, it's been distracted through all this. All this pandemic that we have, it's been distracted. We have an opportunity while it's slowing down to pray for it, to stand in the gap for it. You know, this was the original entertainment here. Saul asked David to play a harp, and then for sports, he threw a spear at him. This was the original entertainment. For God will never give you the spirit of fear, but the Holy Spirit who gives you mighty power, love, and self-control. Psalms 18:22 says, for I have kept my eyes focused on His righteous words, and I've obeyed everything that He's told me to do. First Corinthians 10:13 says, no temptation has seized you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. Heavenly Father, I just pray right now that Holy Spirit would partner with us here. The entertainment would not be a temptation to us. That we would see it for what it is, a mountain of influence. We thank You for it. We thank You for those that are at the top of it. We pray for their souls. We pray for peace for them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Forms of darkness surrounding these things. And the this really soft, gentle melody that just goes. Suddenly, all of these dark powers, principalities, just begin to break and fall at the Holy One, 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 at the Holy One. Jesus, grip your church with holiness.
Sage has an announcement to make.
Okay, so this time we're going to split into groups and pray that. So I've asked some people in the room to lead up the group. So if you'd raise your hands and everybody go around those people. Me and Zach are a group too, okay? So we're going to be praying. Pray that all power, perversion, and greed that has driven entertainment, arts, and sports would be exposed, and that the people of this nation would turn away from all forms of darkness surrounding these things.